in most Sangale settings, there is this wood, this festival, Polishaga, is done after harvest, usually from February to March. So the main meat being used is dog and dog and dog. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Dog's meat has no health challenge accruing there too.
Okay.
So you eat, eat, eat and eat. It will not give you any problem. That is why our people use it for festival. And of late, our people have organized themselves into various groups of shaga that they do during Christmas and during Easter period. So the main meat that is being served is the dog meat.
Mm.
And it is only in Tangale here you have a dog market. And dog market is therefore contributing to the economy of the local government and by extension the state or the country because of that. So we really have dogs as part of our culture. We domesticate it. You know, the fact is, before we our people started domesticating goats, dogs were the ones. And that is why dogs has accounted for dowry or has become part of dowry in Tangale from time immemorial. We have lived in this present settlement after migrating from the old settlement over 1,000 years now. And it is this dog meat that has been used. So for anybody to say it's not cultural to us, like I have said and told you earlier, he may not be a Tangale man per se. He may be a settler. So such an one can talk all sort of jazz. And I have told you too that it was the elders that approved what the young men did. And we followed it up, and the occasion was very, very historic indeed. Apart from the fact that it is traditional to us, we are being challenged and trying, an attempt is being made to trample on our custom and culture.
Yeah.
As if it is alien. It's not alien. It's only alien to settlers and to people who do not know who we are.
Mm.
This is part of our identity, and we cannot say no to it.